Today on the Trending 55 Newsroom, we're speaking with Lesser Slave Lake MLA, Pat Rain, who also, of course, represents the area of High Prairie. First off, Pat, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Yes, you're welcome. My pleasure.
All right, so the first question we have for you is that obviously the Fair Deal panel, you had a chance to host a session with you and your colleagues Dan Williams and Kenny Yao. Overall, was it well attended in Slave Lake, that session that you had in February?
Yes, it was. We had a great turnout there. I think we might have had around 60 people or so, and a lot of interesting ideas and people very passionate about expressing their opinions and their beliefs on what we should be looking at going forward as a province, and how we could maybe help all of us in what we think needs to be changed.
Now, Mr. Rain, we talk about like a lot of things that need to be changed. We know there's like certain things that are obviously a bone of contention. And I know when they had the session here in Peace River that there were a lot of people that had thrown the S word out there. When I say the S word, separation. And I know obviously that's not part of the government's mandate this time, but at least at the session you had, did some people express those kind of sentiments that they're like, if Ottawa isn't going to do it, we should walk away?
Well, I think so. I mean, it's a population, and we get people from all different perspectives. So we do have people maybe that are polarized in that area. I think what I gathered from the Fair Deal panel and what I attended was there were some very interesting ideas that were proposed and for discussion. One was talking about a provincial police force, an Alberta provincial police force. That we could be a little bit more in control of and what we want them to police and how we would like them to do it. Also, the idea of an Alberta pension plan was brought up, in that we all know that there's many challenges with the Canada pension plan. And being Albertans, we have the youngest demographic of any province in the country. And so we've got a young population. Also, we have a high per capita income. So if we were to form our own pension plan, we could see that those would definitely be in our favor, things like that, and having a young demographic, as well as good earning wages for the people in our province. So the other thing, I guess, that was interesting, too, was a suggestion that was made that maybe we should look at creating our own chief firearms officer so we could make our own gun laws and stuff for our province and have a little autonomy that way. So there were some great ideas, you know, that were floated around and discussed, and it's something that definitely we're looking at as a government to see what we might be able to implement going forward.
Now, Pat, we understand that this report, the Fair Deal panel, that this is one of the primary election promises that the Premier had made, and obviously due to COVID-19 it has been a little bit delayed, but needless to say, this still has been and continues to remain a very important part of this government's mandate, isn't it?
Yes, it definitely is. You know, of course, it's important to the government to see the results. Over the course of the month of the consultation with Albertans, it really had a lot to say. Albertans have been feeling the pinch for far too long now. So it's important that we take this information and compile it into a working plan that best serves the wants and needs of Albertans.
All right. And also, I guess, as part of some COVID relief, I know they were in the Peace River constituency, there was some money spent to accelerate some projects and also some road projects as well, I understand, in the High Prairie, Lesser Slave Lake area. And that's got to be good, especially when you're able to do this during a pandemic, when other provinces have been shutting down, so like Ontario, Quebec, everything closed completely. Alberta still managed to be keeping open by accelerating these projects. And that's got to make you pretty happy that some of the High Prairie's roads in the area were included on that list.
Yes, we are extremely happy with what we got this time around from the Transportation Department in helping repair some of our highways. The main highway is Highway 2 that has a lot of traffic going through our constituency, and we were yeah, we were lucky enough to get commitments that quite a bit of it, or portions of it anyway, are going to get repaved this summer. So no, we're pretty happy about that, and we're also very happy with the rest of caucus and government seeing the urgency to try to fast track some money that was maybe slated for future spending, and let's spend it now while the economy is slow and Albertans need all the help that we can get.
Awesome. Those are all the questions I have for you today, Pat, unless there's something else you'd like to add that I may have forgotten.
Well, I was just going to say that I know that lots of folks out in Lesser Slave Lake are quite frankly tired of the public health restrictions. Believe me, I get it. But it's important to remember, while we are beginning to loosen many restrictions and the date for stage two of the relaunch is approaching us quickly, during the height of the pandemic, we in Alberta had some of the most lenient public health restrictions in comparison to many jurisdictions throughout Canada and the United States, and certainly around the world, where we saw some countries on government-ordered lockdowns where they couldn't even leave their house. So I want to thank the folks of Lesser Slave Lake for the cooperation through all of this. I know it hasn't been easy, but we can see the light at the end of the tunnel now, and sooner rather than later, we'll be able to get our lives back to normal. So thanks again to everybody for cooperating and being so disciplined to help us bring down the curve and produce the wonderful results that we have in Alberta. We see them often on the nightly news talking about where we're at and stuff, province by province and nationally. And out here, everybody has done a great job. So thank you very much to everyone.